This weekend, the United States is building up military forces around Iraq, but an equally important battle is already underway in the Middle East. The United States is trying to improve its image in the Arab world. The State Department is using TV commercials and interviews in an effort to explain a country that is often resented. The people who are watching include Rami Khoury. He's a Jordanian journalist, has just been named executive editor of the Daily Star, a regional newspaper there. Mr. Khoury, good afternoon.
Hi.
Mr. Khoury, you're in Amman, Jordan, right now. Can you just give me an idea of what, if anything, you've been seeing of the American PR campaign?
Well, we haven't seen the TV commercials here in Jordan because they're not running here, but we've read a lot about them and talked to a lot of people. We hear the station, the radio station, Radio Sawa, which the U.S. government has been running since about March or April, and we follow interviews and statements put out by American officials, but I think the results, most of them remain to be seen, and most of them have been received with a great deal of skepticism in the Arab world.
Interesting that you say you haven't seen the commercials. The U.S. has given a great deal of emphasis to the commercials. There's been a lot of publicity because the U.S. State Department hired Charlotte Beers, who was a former Madison Avenue ad executive, to coordinate this ad campaign. But I gather that in at least some places, Lebanon being one of them, the commercials have actually been rejected. They've not been allowed on the air at all on Arab TV.
Well, they've been rejected in Lebanon. I think the Egyptians were having second thoughts. In some countries, the U.S. hasn't even tried to get them on the air. It's a very tricky situation because, you know, these ads are supposed to, one of the things they do is they show Muslims how Muslims in America live a nice life and are well treated. Well, the people in the Middle East for the last 2 weeks have been talking about how several thousand Americans who were asked to report to the Justice Department in California, and a bunch of them were arrested and put in the equivalent of mini detention camps or something like that. So there's great contradiction between the message the United States is trying to send through the airwaves and the actual message that it is sending through its actual policies on the ground, whether in the United States or in the Middle East.
Over the last several weeks, U.S. immigration authorities contacted several thousand people from Iran and from other countries in the Middle East, asked them politely if they could come in voluntarily to answer a couple of questions. And as soon as they came in, many of them were detained for a number of days. Some of them have been deported. Most of them have now been released. It's not exactly clear what the charges were against many of them. You're telling me that's a story that was widely reported in the Arab media?
Yes, it was widely reported, and it was presented as an example of the double standard or the insincerity or the hypocrisy of the United States government. And this is one of the main problems that the U.S. is facing as it tries to implement this public diplomacy program, the contradiction between the policies and between what it is actually saying and the image it is presenting of itself.
Well, short of a complete change in U.S. policies, what kind of messages would the Arab world respond to?
I think the Arab world would respond to a message that reflected the basic values and goodness of the American people as people and of the American constitutional and national principles. If the U.S. were, for instance, to look at the Arab-Israeli issue and apply the same standards of conflict resolution that it might apply, for instance, to a situation of racial tension in New York or Detroit or Cincinnati. That's what we would respond to. If we saw the United States actually putting its policies where its mouth is, then I think you would find people beating the doors down to be friends of the United States because we share those values. We want to see those values implemented, peacemaking, equality, habeas corpus, consent of the governed, accountability, transparency. I mean, these are values and words that ring deeply in Arab hearts and minds with Muslims and Christians and people of any religion in this region.
Rami Khoury is a syndicated columnist. He's in Amman, Jordan. Mr. Khoury, thanks very much for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.